Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellefson, and we are back after a little couple week break for Thanksgiving and such. And we have a good show for you ahead. We'll be recapping the NFL Week 14, which wrapped up on Monday night, and then we'll preview Week 15, which gets off tonight in just a couple hours. We'll be discussing the college football playoff teams, as that was announced on Sunday at, like, I think it was like 11 East or 11 o'clock local time. And then we'll wrap it up with MLB offseason, as we just, I think today is the last day of the winter meetings. Either today is or it was yesterday. I know it goes for a couple of days in, you know, early December. So we'll be discussing that, as we've had some, I don't think really any trades, but we've had MLB free agency signing, as it's kind of the time when that starts to kind of pick up, with like the winter meetings being like kind of when a lot of the free agent, you know, like dominoes start to fall and players sign with new teams or re-sign, and all that stuff begins, you know, kind of now, as in, you know, we'll reach, I mean, even till like a couple weeks into like spring training, sometimes players will still be unsigned. So getting right into it with the NFL week 14 recap. So we had a Thursday night game last week where the Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. In a game, well, they both played on Thanksgiving at home, and then they played again on a Thursday after a week, so that'd be an interesting schedule, because for like a regular week, you know, they'd have a game on Sunday, and then like Monday and Tuesday are like off days, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices, and Saturday is like, I don't think they have a practice, unless it's, I think maybe unless they play like Monday night or maybe even Sunday night. It's usually a travel day for the visitors and all that. So I think Jahmyr Gibbs had 3 touchdowns. Yep. Let's see. He had 3 and only 43 yards rushing. David Montgomery had a touchdown on 60 yards rushing on 6 carries. And Jared Goff, 309 yards with 1 touchdown, no picks. And then kind of just did it defensively enough. I mean, 5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. So not very, I mean, it's 2 touchdown game, but it's not really as close as you would think. I mean, Prescott had 376 yards but in a touchdown, but 2 picks. He had a fumble but didn't lose it. Wasn't a lost fumble. So we're like, you know, the Lions, they lost on Thanksgiving to the Packers, and then the Cowboys won a competitive game against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. And so it was kind of like, I think like at that point they had kind of a, you know, trending up or to like even making a postseason, you know, push for the Cowboys, just like they beat the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. And then that Sunday, they beat the Eagles. So they beat both, you know, Super Bowl teams from last season in a five-day period. So looking up and then to, like, you know, kind of lose like that, you know, kills a little bit of momentum. You know, they do get a mini bye, so they play, you know, this upcoming week. Yeah. And, you know, Thursday night games, and then, like, Sunday, you know, a little bye week as you get a little bit extra rest. And then, so the Cowboys play, I just had it. Cowboys play the Vikings. Well, they host the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. And then the Lions are at the Rams on a afternoon game, 3:25 on Fox coming up. So that kicks that off. And then other week 14 games, the Broncos beat the Raiders 24-17. Bears beat the Packers beat the Bears 28-21. Texans over the Chiefs 20-10. Dolphins over the Jets 34-10. Steelers beat the Ravens 27-22. A game where I think they took over first place from Baltimore. Same with Packers over the Bears. They're now in, well, they're, it's weird because, like, the Packers have a tie. So the same amount of losses. No, they have three. They have, like, a 10.5 game lead over the Bears for the division. And then the Lions are, like, two games back, maybe a game and a half. So they kind of, you know, flipped in the standings. And then I think the same with, like, Steelers, Ravens. I think the Ravens might be on the outside now of the playoff picture. I mean, same with the Chiefs. And I think the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals had a chance, but they lost against the Bills 39-34, so that kind of ruined that. The Saints beat the Buccaneers 24-20. Jaguars over the Colts 36-19. Titans over the Browns 31-29. Vikings pitched a shutout against the Commanders 31-0. Seahawks over the Falcons 37-9. Rams over the Cardinals 45-17. And then the Chargers 22-19 in overtime on Monday Night Football. So let's bring up standings as we're heading to week 15, so we have four games left for teams to play off. So the AFC, we have Denver, New England tied atop of the conference at 11-2. Denver is listed as first. They have a better conference record. Wins tie over New England based on best win percentage in conference games. They're 7-2 in the conference. New England is 6-2. Denver also has a higher strength of schedule. So the New England is 2, leading the AFC East. And third, leading the AFC South, is the Jaguars at 9-4. Like I said, leading the AFC North, Pittsburgh at 7-6. And then the wildcard teams are the Chargers and Bills at 9-4. And then Houston and Indianapolis tied at 8-5. Houston has the tiebreaker over head based on head-to-head win percentage. I think Houston and Indianapolis play each other again at some point in the season because they're division opponents, so, you know. And then in 9th and 10th is Baltimore and Kansas City, along with Miami, Cincinnati's 4-9, like, they would need a miracle to even get in. Considering the teams in the wild card spots all have a winning record and they're 4-9. So they're pretty much like eliminated without being eliminated officially, like, yet. And then the Jets, Browns, Raiders, and Titans are all eliminated. In the NFC, we have in first the LA Rams at 10-3. In second is the Packers at 10-3-1. And leading the NFC North. Leading the NFC East, Philly at 8-5. And then Tampa Bay leading the NFC South with a record of 7-6. And then you have Seattle in fifth with a record of 10-3. But the Rams have the tiebreaker over Seattle based on head-to-head win percentage. So, you know, having a record of 10-3 and still not hosting a wild card game is kind of nuts. They would play the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And then in sixth place is the Niners at 9-4. And then in seventh is the Bears as well with a record of 9-4. And then on the outside, looking in, is Detroit at 8-5 and Carolina at 7-6. Dallas at 6-6-1. And then the Vikings again with the Bengals pretty much eliminated, but not like officially, with a record of 5-8. And then Atlanta, Arizona, New Orleans, Washington, and New York Jets are all eliminated. I don't think they'd give me the playoffs. But, like, you know, right now we'd have Denver and the Rams receiving the number one seed in a bye. And then it'd be New England against Houston, Jacksonville against Buffalo, Pittsburgh against the Chargers, and then Green Bay against the Bears, Philly against the Niners, and then, like I said, Tampa Bay against Seattle in our wild card games. And then, you know, depending on who wins, you know, because the number one seeds would play the lowest remaining seed in that division game. So, we kind of go from there. So, like, tonight's Falcons-Buccaneers is the Thursday night football game on Prime. In Tampa Bay, with the Buccaneers being a 5.5-point favorite. And then other games with, like, playoff implications. Let's see. I mean, Chargers at the Chiefs at noon. Packers Broncos in Denver at 3:25. Bills Patriots. I mean, the Bills win, then they'd be just a game behind New England, and they would have, you know, a tiebreaker. I'm guessing they play. Did they play each other again? The Patriots, is it last week? No, Bills, Jets, have they played each other already? Maybe. Ravens, Bengals, yeah, a little. Jets, Jaguars, not really. I mean, more for the Jaguars to kind of just keep that, you know, AFC South, you know, title, division title within reach. Cardinals, Texans, Browns, Bears, Commanders, Giants, no. Raiders, Eagles, no. Colts, Seahawks, yeah, kind of for both. Seahawks to try and keep up with the Rams and ahead of the Niners in the NFC West. And then the Niners play the Titans at home. You know, the Panthers at the Saints. Like I said, Rams or Lions at the Rams. Vikings at the Cowboys. To conclude to be Sunday Night Football, and then Dolphins Steelers on Monday Night Football. I'm trying to see. And then we have, I mean, there's Week 16, but I'm trying to see how Week 15 goes to see how any of these games have, you know, a little bit more of a playoff implication than others. Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, where we stand as of now. Nothing like other crazy news I can think of. Like nothing. Like no major news I can think of. So I mean, you know, we are in like the home stretch, and you know, I mean, every game matters because like it's a 17-game season now, so you have a little bit. I mean, in a way, like another, I'm adding a game to the season, kind of like hurts and can help you, because it gives you another game to try and get back, you know, get into the playoffs or, you know, win the division, get a, you know, better playoff seeding. But then, you know, if those early games, you know, if you do have to a bad start in like the first four games and dig yourself into a hole, you know, that another game to the, a 17th game to the season might be a little too late to kind of help you out. So, well, you know, see how that goes, and you know, recap it next week as we'll, I'm sure we'll have probably some teams officially clinch playoff spots and all that. I mean, we gotta be, you know, at least maybe a couple, I would expect 1 to 2 spots probably clinch, you know, either them winning or them, or a team, or them losing, and then maybe a team they needed to loses, so then they kinda, despite losing, are able to still clinch that playoff spot. And, you know, so into the future, how that goes. So, and then moving on to college football. So we do have the college football playoff set. The 12 teams. So we'll go with the number. So we had like championship weekend last Friday and Saturday. That was, I mean, the game, championship games on Sunday or Saturday were a little bit more of the kind of deciding factors for some of the championship games, and like who kind of helped, you know, playoff seeding. In the Big Ten championship game, Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10. Georgia handled Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship game. Texas A&M took care of BYU 34-7 in the Big 12 championship game. And then Duke beat Virginia 27-20 in overtime in the ACC championship game. So that leads us to the college football playoff in our second year of the 12-team format. They did update it a little bit. They did make some changes in it this year. I think the big one is like, the top four teams don't have to necessarily be conference champions, as last year, like the top five seeds were all like conference champions, with the four highest rated conference champions, you know, being those number one through four seeds and getting that first round bye. So we have the number one seed in the playoff is Indiana, and they will So they get a first round bye. They will play January 1st in the Rose Bowl at 3 o'clock on ESPN. The number two seed is Ohio State, and they'll play in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve at 6:30 on ESPN. The three seed is Georgia, who will play in the Allstate in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And then 4C is Texas Tech, who will play in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day at 11 a.m. on ESPN. And then the first round games, so those are bowl games, and they're all in, like, you know, neutral sites. Whereas, like you did last year, the first round games are on college campuses. So we have on, kicking off a week from tomorrow, we have number 9 Alabama against number 8 Oklahoma at 7 o'clock on ABC/ESPN, with Alabama as of now being 1.5-point favorites. And then Saturday, we have number 10 Miami at number 7 Texas A&M. Well, then I said it at 11 a.m., but if I didn't, it's at 11 a.m. on ABC ESPN. Number 11 Tulane against number 6 Ole Miss, who will be playing, there's college football news, who will be playing without their head coach Lane Kiffin, who left to become the head coach of LSU, but also kind of thought he was like, I'm still going to be able to coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff, right? And Ole Miss was like, no, you're done, you're out of here. But I guess some of the coordinators that are joining him at LSU are coming back for the college football playoff run, so that'll be interesting. I didn't say, but Texas A&M is 3.5-point favorites. Ole Miss is 17.5-point favorites, and Tulane against Ole Miss is at 2:30. These games are on Saturday, December 20th. So Tulane, Ole Miss is at 2:30. And then the last game, James Madison against Oregon, and that is at 6:30 on like the Tulane Ole Miss game. It's on TNT/TrueTV/HBO Max. And Oregon is 21.5-point favorites. So we'll have a little bit more. I mean, I can see those point spreads for like Ole Miss and Tulane and Oregon and James Madison. Tulane won the American Conference Championship 34-21 over North Texas, and then James Madison won the Sun Belt Championship 31-14. So they got in for those last spots over Notre Dame was left out. That's kind of the big one. Miami got in as well, and Notre Dame kind of was on the outside looking in. They finished 13th in the ranking, so they were like just out of it. I mean, they probably should be in it over Tulane or James Madison. I mean, they're conference champions. I can see that, but like, you know, when you're 17.5-point underdogs and 21.5-point underdogs in your first round game, like, you're kind of just there. You're going to be happy you're there, but you're probably not going to be, I mean, taking a miracle. You know, Ole Miss and Oregon should handle business. And I mean, Oregon, they played in the Rose Bowl game last year, and I think they were the number one seed, like, overall, and they lost to Ohio State in that Rose Bowl game. So, I don't know if you can say really not playing that first week hurt them. Because, you know, some teams last year, I think, you know, had that first round bye and still, you know, were able to win. So, and then, I don't know what's... And then the semifinals will be Thursday, January 8th, the Fiesta Bowl. And then the other semifinal is January 9th at 6:30. I mean, both are at 6:30 on ESPN in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And then the national championship is 10 days later on January 19th at 6:30 on ESPN. So we'll kind of follow it as we go. And then bowl games, I think we have one. We have some starting this weekend, actually. Saturday we have SC State against Prairie View in the Cricket Celebration Bowl. And then we have Boise State against Washington in the Butt Up LA Bowl. Those are interesting. I think ESPN does like a college bowls pick 'em thing, kind of like with like they do for like March Madness and stuff like that. So I'll have to try and do that tomorrow and get my picks in, and just, that's fun, why not? And it's free, so it's like, I don't know if the grand prize is, but you know, it's always fun to see how much you can get, you know, right, and all that. So ba-dump. And then let's see, I'm gonna do my picks for week 15 of the NFL through the ESPN Fantasy. I don't know if I even win anything. It's just kind of fun to do. So yeah, moving on to MLB. Like I said, we have the offseason kind of starting to like pick up a little bit. Let's see. No, I want like news. Let's see. The Braves signed Roberto Suarez to a 3-year deal today. Let's see. 3 years, $45 million. Will serve as setup man for closer Raisel Iglesias. Turned to the Braves with a 1-year, $60 million deal in November. I think the Braves also signed Mike Yastrzemski. I think that's who. The big one, we had some big ones yesterday with Orioles signing first baseman Pete Alonso to a 5-year deal. It's like $155 million. We had Dylan Cleese signed a 7-year deal. He's a starting pitcher with the Blue Jays. That was like last week. That was kind of the first big move. We had Kyle Schwarber returned to the Phillies on a 5-year deal. And I think he met with Pittsburgh. I heard that. I think Cincinnati, the Reds were interested. He's from Ohio. But he returned to the Phillies Tuesday, 5-year, $150 million. Edwin Diaz, Bridger, 3-year, $69 million deal with the Dodgers. The Alonso. Oh yeah, we had Brandon Nimmo and Marcus Semien trade. That was like around Thanksgiving, I think. I think it was just a 1-for-1. Mets and Rangers. Taylor Ward and Drayson Rodriguez between the Angels and Orioles. And then Sonny Gray got traded, I think, from the White Sox to the Red Sox. I mean, no really trade on Terry Skubal. The two-time AL Cy Young Award winner from the Tigers. See if that goes anything. Alright, here Dylan Cease. 7 year, $210 million with the Blue Jays. So there's that. So yeah, Schwarber and Alonso, two of the big kind of sluggers. Free agents are, gone. We still have Kyle Tucker. I think he met with Toronto last month. Kind of see if anything goes with that. I mean, the Yankees are one of the bid suitors. I mean, Toronto would be interested. Let's talk about like MLB Network, about like it's ranking like destinations like Phillies. I mean, they re-signed Kyle Schwarber, so that might make it a little hard. But I don't know if Philly has how much, financial flexibility or anything they have. Going forward now with, Schwarber being re-signed. And, with winter meetings, I think it is over. I think yesterday was the last day. So I'm sure things might die down a little bit, as we're 2 weeks away from Christmas. We'll see if anything, the off-season hot stove heats up again, and like, if nothing happens, probably in the next week and a half, then probably nothing will happen until like after Christmas, maybe until the new year, and so we'll see how that, goes. I don't know if we'd see any, big trades. I mean, some of the players that are that teams have gotten, buzz around, or some of them are some kind of big names. I mean, like I said, probably the biggest is probably Terry Skubal of the Tigers. And it would probably take something crazy to get him. Multiple top prospects. I don't think you can trade draft picks in baseball. I thought they were going to do that, but I guess not. Because with MLB draft, it's so much more different than all the other sports draft. Where, if you're rotating the first round, you're probably going to get a decent amount of playing time this coming, season in your sport. Or, baseball, I mean, if you're pit number one, you might come up. You're probably left at least a year and a half away from, you know, impacting the, you know, big lead team. But it's definitely possible. We're trying to see how that goes. And anything that kind of happens from now until pitchers and catchers report, which is February. It's usually like mid-February, around like Valentine's Day and kind of that area. That kind of time window. And then position players, I think, report like 3 days later. Something like that. So, I mean, spring training probably would sound a little bit nicer, you know, trying to play baseball, you know, now. Well, at least here in Wisconsin, it's, let's see, you know, it's 19 degrees, feels like 19, you know, lovely weather, but that's kind of how it goes, you know. That's why we don't have a lot of baseball players and the pros from this area, from, like, you know, Midwestern states like this. When it's cold in the winter and you can't play, you know, outside, you know, snow, you're actually probably trouble seeing the ball. Unless you're in, like, an indoor batting cage, that would help. But, yeah. So, we'll be back next week to recap the NFL season, or NFL week 15. We'll probably do a little bit of basketball, pros in college, as we're about, yeah, we're like over a month into the season for both college and the pros. We have the NBA Cup semifinals and then championship game this upcoming weekend in Vegas. I think the semifinals are Saturday night or a Saturday afternoon into night, and then the championship, I believe, is Monday night. So, Western Conference, it's Spurs, Thunder. Whoa. And then Eastern Conference, I think it's Knicks, Magic. So, we'll see that, and then we'll probably do a little bit more of an in-depth preview of the college football playoff, as, you know, we'll have like the first game next Friday, so a little bit more previewing closer to the actual game. So, and then, yeah, and we'll take Christmas off, and then we'll see how it goes on New Year's Day, because, I mean, there's gonna be college football games, like college football playoff games going on, like the Rose Bowl, another one later on after that. So we'll kind of see how that goes into the schedule, but we'll kind of see how it goes next week and we go from there. But thanks again for listening, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.